clinician burden. So fatigue, as it relates to documentation and data fragmentation and the time it takes clinicians to find the right information for patients at the point of workflow, are certainly big challenges that we're seeking to tackle.
Hi, I'm Marianne Bohr with Hims, and today I'm joined by Rachel Wilkes, Meditech's Director of Marketing. Today I'll be talking about how Meditech looks beyond the hype to explore the meaningful deployment of AI, the importance of interoperability, and other trends shaping the healthcare industry. Before we start, I want to say thank you to Meditech for sponsoring this podcast. Meditech empowers healthcare organizations around the globe to expand their vision of what's possible with Expanse, the world's most intelligent EHR platform. Expanse answers the demands of an overburdened workforce, personalized workflows, intuitive functionality, interoperable systems, and innovative AI applications, all working together to drive better outcomes. Learn why thousands of healthcare organizations in 27 countries and territories choose Expanse. Rachel, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Could you start by telling us a little bit about yourself and about Meditech?
Sure. So as you mentioned, my name is Rachel Wilkes. I serve as a director of marketing for Meditech, overseeing our digital marketing efforts, corporate memberships, events. I also serve as an executive sponsor of our generative AI efforts. Meditech, you've done a nice job explaining what we do, but I would sum it up to say that we support healthcare organizations by providing an interoperable and intelligent EHR for all care settings.
Rachel, let's talk about the hottest topic in healthcare right now. Many developers are looking to leverage generative AI in healthcare, and the topics of ethics is being widely discussed. Can you tell me something about Meditech's stance on the appropriate use of AI and how that impacts your approach to developing AI solutions?
So our approach for the incorporation of AI is to first and foremost do so in a safe, efficient, and impactful manner. We're not looking to incorporate AI for the sake of incorporating AI, but rather for doing that for the purposes of reducing burden on clinicians, to optimize the experience for care teams and for the patient experience and health organizations as a whole. So we've taken a lot of care as we're creating our solutions to take a look at the overall workflows that we're looking to put the AI solutions into to ensure that there's a net gain from the technology for the users that will interact with the AI-based solutions. We're spending quite a lot of time taking a look at our AI policies, our security, privacy, to make sure that our customers are comfortable with the tools that we're using and that we can support them in creating sustainable and safe AI strategies and best practices. We've spent quite a lot of time there and take that quite seriously because we know for all of the hype, there's also the practical implications of being able to deploy this in an impactful way. So we're here to support our customers in that endeavor.
So you've touched on it a little bit, but can you tell us more about Meditech's AI strategy?
Today in time, some of our earliest efforts have really been focused on things that we can do to reduce clinician burden. So fatigue, as it relates to documentation and data fragmentation and the time it takes clinicians to find the right information for patients at the point of workflow, are certainly big challenges that we're seeking to tackle. So we're really happy to report that Mile Bluff, who is our pilot site for our Expanse search and summarization solution powered by Google Health, just went live in the past couple of weeks. So really a very, very exciting solution where we've embedded the capabilities of fine-tuned search capabilities and NLP right into Expanse to be able to, within the clinician workflow, be able to go through and do conceptual-based searching for different concepts and to be able to create a longitudinal view of the patient's health record, looking at all their acute and chronic conditions. One of the most exciting things in the early returns and feedback from the pilot customer is just the time savings and being able to pinpoint particular pieces of information that are critically important to putting together that patient story, knowing that you can search through all the Expanse data, Meditech legacy data, scanned documents, structured and unstructured data. So it's been tremendously powerful to go and surface the insights that these clinicians need at the point of care.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and beyond that, we're also doing some work from a generative perspective too. So we're working with Fraser Health, one of the largest health authorities in British Columbia, on a generative AI effort that's really aimed at the auto-generation of clinical documentation. So we're focusing on the hospital course narrative that's created at the time of discharge and working on a narrative version that is auto-generated in a draft format so that we have human-in-the-loop intervention to be able to take a look at what that summary is for the patient to save time for the clinician, encourage the clinician to go through and do a review. We have all the appropriate guardrails in place to indicate that the summary was generated by AI and have that as a way to speed up the discharge process and ensure the efficiency and efficacy of the documentation that's critical to the handoff.
Sounds like you really make a better experience for patients and clinicians. It's something that takes forever to get discharged in the hospital.
So we have a solution called a virtual assistant that allows for conversational AI to navigate through the chart. So you can take a look at finding information quickly, placing orders, all with voice through the virtual assistant tool. And we've layered on top of that, too, the capability to have ambient listening to be able to record the interaction between the provider and the patient during the visit to auto-generate the visit note so the providers can go through and take a look at the summary and be able to make any changes that they need, but really saving quite a lot of time from documentation. And from our experience as an EHR developer and listening to our customer feedback over the course of the past multiple years, really documentation has come up time and time again as an area of burden, and we're really happy to be able to leverage these solutions and point them towards solving that particular problem.
Well, Rachel, you mentioned working with other industry leaders. What's the importance of interoperability on Meditech's AI strategy and overall strategy as an EHR vendor?
So interoperability is very core to what we're doing. And what I mean by that is the way that we need to move data between different systems, for different use cases, between different technology providers to enable a really good experience for the patient and provider is critically important and really core to what we do. So what we have done is created this really nice infrastructure upon which our intelligent platform sits, and we've built an ecosystem around that that enables innovation. So we've worked really, really hard with Google to create our Google Cloud platform, with Google for the capability to do the search and summarization capabilities. But also within our whole ecosystem, we've created this greenfield workspace environment where app developers can come in, they can do testing, and we can provide to our customers options, like vetted options for apps that make healthcare extensible to both the patients and the providers. And also building on top of that are our capabilities within Commonwealth to be able to go through and have that point-to-point, the exchange within the different networks to make sure that we're doing everything that we can to enable that data being shared between different venues of care for different providers so that we have this longitudinal view of the patient no matter where they go. Because we certainly do recognize that the care is not happening just in organizations that are running Expanse.
Terrific. Now, Rachel, where else do you see the appropriate application of technology playing a key role in addressing a lot more of the pressing issues of healthcare?
Certainly, we talked a little bit about clinician burden and burnout and having that be an area of focus for our AI efforts. So that's really critically important at a time where we're seeing the shortages of physicians and nurses. We know that that's an area that we need to continue to spend quite a lot of time. But beyond that, we're also doing a lot of work on the precision medicine front. So we've had an industry-leading Expanse genomics solution to be able to incorporate that discrete genomics data into clinical decision support at the point in care and really make genetic medicine and precision medicine more accessible to organizations of all types. And our early pilots there are community-based organizations that are able to offer really interesting and advanced services to their communities. We're doing some additional work there with developing our further integrations with our Expanse pathology and oncology solutions. And working with and recently implementing integration with Genome Oncology, which is a precision oncology platform and allows for an additional level of embedded targeted therapies and clinical trial matching within workflows. So really a very important thing to be able to do to manage populations, but the individual patients down to the very precise level of their genetic codes. Also spending quite a lot of time, and it's critically important to us to make sure that we are doing everything we can from a health equity standpoint to support equitable access to care and make sure that we have tools for patients that allow them to be successfully engaged participants in their care. So we've done some work on our cloud portal to make it accessible and meet WCAG accessibility standards, because we feel very strongly that this information, that we need patients to participate successfully in their care. And we've done a lot of work there. And recently, we just announced that we're doing some work in the Cancer Moonshot Initiative. That's with the HHS and ONC. And part of our stance there is to make sure that the data exchange and nomenclature, particularly for the oncology concepts and cancer care concepts, that we can exchange that data so that we can really make sure that patients with cancer get the best possible care.
Well, that sounds very exciting. I understand you're joining us for HIMSS this year. What are you most excited to demonstrate at HIMSS this year?
We're going to be very busy at HIMSS this year, so we're excited to be there. One of the most exciting things is to be able to showcase the Expanse search and summarization solution. So within our booth, we're actually going to have Randy Brandt, who is our clinical lead at Mile Bluff. He'll be there to talk about his experiences with the solution. We'll be joined by the Google Health team and the Meditech team so we can share with everybody really what the experience is in terms of when we've come together as these three organizations to collaborate, what that looks like. Helen Waters, our EVP and COO, will be doing a main stage presentation with Ashima Gupta from Google Cloud and Dara Bartels, who's the CEO of Mile Bluff. And they'll really be talking about why this partnership that we have all come together is a radical one and is really helping transform care delivery. Also, we're going to be spending some time in the interoperability showcase. And we'll be doing a few things there. One is to be a participant in the Commonwealth showcase. We'll be doing a spotlight session. So we have Mike Cordero from our product management team who oversees our interoperability strategy, and Chris Kundra, who's a director of interoperability development, talking about our efforts in terms of what it has taken to craft this intelligent interoperable platform and some of the work that we're doing with the Cancer Moonshot Initiative and the Traverse Exchange Canada and all the work that we're doing to share information, particularly in Canada. So we're really, really excited about that. We have some customers that are joining us to talk about their successes. We have Kelsey Sharda from Avera talking about behavioral health, and Sherry Hess will be presenting on virtual nursing. So we're really, really excited to get them out there. And of course, Dr. Priscilla Fraze, who was recognized as a change maker for the Senior Executive Award. So we're really excited to be able to be there with our customers and support them and highlight everything that they're doing. And Jackie Rice, I should mention, I talked about precision medicine, and she'll be there talking about everything that Frederick is doing to support for precision medicine within their community.
Let's just share the booth number so folks know where to find you at IMS.
Yes, please come visit us in booth 2580.
Wonderful. Rachel, thank you for joining us today, and thanks so much for your insights.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. I appreciate it, and looking forward to seeing you all at IMS.
Wonderful. Special thanks to Meditech for sponsoring this podcast. Have a fantastic rest of your day.